Well, this is always a good place to start, I suppose, at the beginning on Sunday the...
Here's a cup of Lady Grey for you, darling.
Refreshments already. That's most welcome. And, okay, what were you saying? Yes, Sunday the 9th, 9th of October, almost Christmas. Better start buying those Christmas presents, or thinking about them anyway. Maybe thinking about them. Okay, yeah, here we are, Sunday the 9th of October, 2011. It's Farringdon Local from farringdonradio.com. And on today's show, we got interviews with Carolyn Taylor from the Farringdon Dramatic Society talking about their new production, London Suite. And Simo Mini opened up a new business down in Coxwell Road or Coxwell Street. I always get those wrong way round. Which is first, street then road or road then street? I suppose which direction, it depends which direction you're coming from, really. Party Magic down in Coxwell, something or other. And music from Lady Bear, the Alphons, and we're going to start off a bit self-indulgent because I thoroughly enjoyed it for last week's show. We're going to start off with the song, not the same song, but last week we had Joe Moore talking about some of his music, and we played a track from an album that he's putting together called The Yearning. He sent me a few of his tracks. Very lucky, but I'm going to share them with you. So here's another one from, an album that hopefully might be coming out later this year, I think, called The Yearning from Joe Moore. This is called You Make Loving You Easy.
Shoop, she-doo-wee-doo-wee-doo, sha-la-la-la. Shoop, she-doo-wee-doo-wee-doo, sha-la-la-la.
Sometimes it can feel like I'm alone.
Shoop, she-doo-wee-doo-wee-doo. Sha la la la.
When you're not around and I'm on my own.
She do we do we do. Sha la la la.
But there is one thing that's not so hard to do.
Thank you.
loving you. Do you like loving you? 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 Do you like loving you?
Well, there's a track from Joe Moore's forthcoming album called The Yearning, a track called You Make Living You Easy. And hopefully we'll get Joe back into the studio again, maybe later this year, to talk about the production of that new album. Anyway, on to our first interview. We've got Carolyn Taylor from the Farrington Dramatic Society talking about their new Neil Simon production, which actually takes us back to our very first show here on Farrington Radio, where we interviewed some of the people from the Farrington Dramatic Society about the Neil Simon production they did then at the very beginning. So it's definitely a Neil Simon fest with a dramatic side to this year. Anyway, here's Carolyn Taylor talking about London Suite. Oh, here we are, Carolyn, in your lovely garden, a lovely summer's day here in, towards almost the end of September now, which is nice. Still got lovely sun, glorious day. And we're here chatting about the new Farrington Dramatic Society's next production, London Suite, which you're obviously heavily involved with.
Yes. Yes, we're quite excited about it. I'm actually in it. I'm in one of the four playlets that comprise mm-hmm. London Suite, which is a comedy by the American playwright Neil Simon, mm-hmm. set in a London hotel.
So Neil Simon Fest this year then?
Very much so.
By pure coincidence, I understand, though.
That's right. The reason we're doing this play, the four little plays, is because it's a joint partnership exercise with our group from Canada that we've made a link with over the past few years.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're coming over to see us, and they're going to do two of the playlets, and we're doing two as well.
Right,
and then
okay.
we'll go over there next June, and we'll perform all four again over in Canada,
right,
in
okay.
Fort Erie in Ontario.
But just sticking to London Suite then, you said it's in playing four parts.
Yes.
First of all, where's this going to be? This is not going to be your normal place though, is it?
No.
You're doing this and you've got a new location specifically for this.
That's
this
right.
presentation, haven't
well,
you?
Well, we thought London Suite in London Street, and it's Sudbury House.
Oh, right.
As
lovely.
It's a hotel, the setting is ready-made,
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
And also, it's a chance for our audience to have supper first.
Mm-hmm.
So the tickets are a bit more than usual in price, but they do include supper.
Right.
They're £15.
Okay.
And we're limiting them because we need to sell tickets in advance, really, so that Sudbury House know how much food to prepare.
Quite.
And how we know how many people are
so
coming.
So this is a buffet meal. People
buffet
have the buffet
meal.
And then they come down and sit down. And you do
the play.
In the main dining area.
It is in the dining area. It's split into two sections. They'll be eating in one part, and we'll be performing. And the chairs will be around the performing area.
Right. Okay.
In another part.
Right.
So they won't be sitting at tables while they're watching. They'll actually move and watch the play
okay.
afterwards.
And what's the premise behind the London Suite? Because I understand he's done a number of stage presentations to do with suites.
Yes, he has.
Which one's this?
This one, I think, is the third one he wrote. The first one, which was a very successful Broadway play, was called Plaza Suite. It was
mm-hmm.
set in a New York hotel. And it was, again, a series of events which followed the lives of people staying in a particular suite in this New York hotel. And it was such a success, he wrote another one called California Suite,
mm-hmm.
which I think has been filmed.
Yeah, I think that's one about the Oscars, I think.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
right. And again, it's a suite in a California hotel and all sorts of goings on.
Right.
Some bittersweet, some very funny.
Sure.
And this one, he obviously found a winning formula.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
He
yeah.
has done London Suite. Two of the characters in one of the plays in London Suite have appeared in the one about the Oscars. They're
right.
called Diana and Sydney.
Okay.
They appear in this in the third of the playlets, which is called, strangely enough, Diana and Sydney. The others, the one I'm in is called Going Home,
mm-hmm.
and it is a comedy, but it's quite a touching comedy,
mm-hmm.
About a widow and her daughter who were shopping in London and visiting London and remembering the times. when she'd come to London with her husband. And
right,
so it's quite charming,
yeah.
But it is funny as well.
Yeah. Oh,
and yes, they're a nice little set of plays.
And then the connection, I mean, you did The Odd Couple because Mariana particularly wanted to
do that.
Which was just coincidence,
yes.
Because you'd already had this idea with your connection with Fort Ontario that you were going to do a Neil Simon London Suites. So what was the connection with Fort Ontario or the theatre group over there?
Well, it was a very interesting kind of, I don't know, serendipity really. They wrote to the National Operatic and Dramatic Association, of which, like most drama groups in the country, we are a member. And one of our members happened to see their request that they'd like to make a link with a group in Britain,
mm-hmm.
and organise a drama exchange.
Sure.
And she replied on our behalf, and it happened.
Yeah.
So back in 2007, they came over here and they performed a play, a farce, called Lend Me a Tenor,
uh-huh.
which was about an opera singer. And then in 2008, we went out to Fort Erie in Ontario and we performed Outside Edge, which
is... I think we're picking up some lovely music in the background.
Yes,
which shows you that it is summer, really, isn't it?
Yes.
But I think it might go off in a moment. If not,
we'll
I don't
wait.
Know. We'll have to maybe do that bit again. It seems to be going on. I don't know.
I think any moment
it's
going
to
stop.
It's winding down.
Just pulling up.
There you
go.
Well, it just shows we are outside of the real
yes.
world. We're not in a quad. We're not in studio B of Farringdon Radio today, are
no,
we?
Indeed,
okay.
No,
okay. Sorry. Go on. There you go.
Yeah. So the play that we took was a very English play, out to Canada,
mm-hmm.
Outside Edge by Richard Harris, which is the play that you may have heard of or seen the TV series. It's about a cricketing team.
I remember the TV programme, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I didn't know that was originally a play or anything.
Yes.
Right? Oh, yeah.
That grew from this play, which was
yeah.
a very successful West End play.
Mm-hmm.
And they loved it,
mm-hmm.
which I must admit was a relief because we suddenly thought, well, we didn't suddenly think, we did wonder. We wanted to take something very British and...
Well, it would be, yeah.
But we thought, are they going to get any of the jokes? But of course they did, because it really could be about any sport.
Yeah,
it's about the characters.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So that's... That really was how it all started, and they made us very welcome. Fort Erie is not far from Niagara Falls, so it's a beautiful area.
It is. I've been that area. It is very nice indeed. Yeah.
Mm.
So, what's the date of this show? Of this, I keep calling it a show. Sorry.
Yeah.
This,
it is a show, really.
His presentation.
It's the 21st and 22nd, Friday the 21st, Saturday the 22nd of October.
Okay.
And supper is 7 o'clock and the play will be at 8.
Okay. And tickets from where?
Tickets
where can you get them advanced from?
Nuttree.
Okay.
Or you can get them online through our website, which is www.farringdondramatic.org.uk.
It's great. Well, I hope it all goes well and you,
thank you.
Sell plenty of tickets and don't have any food left over. And and then maybe we get together and talk about, because the next thing is going to be
Cinderella
in a few months' time, isn't it?
Absolutely. She will go to the ball.
She will. And you're looking for people to join in on that one because it's a big...
We always love people
yeah.
coming, joining us for pantomime.
Great.
Because it's a good way to get involved.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for that. And we'll probably speak closer to the time on that one.
Excellent.
All right. Thank you. If you want to know a little bit more about the play and the details, the arrangements, then you can go onto the Farringdon Dramatic Society website. And there's a link from our website as well to their website. And the play is 7 p.m. starts for dinner, obviously, and tickets from the Nuttree here in town. They would like advanced bookings for this particularly, so they can make arrangements for the catering. But I suspect that's probably going to sell out, so I think you have to get in quick, really. £15.50, obviously the extra price because of the catering arrangements. But good luck to them, and no doubt we'll have a word with somebody else from the Dramatic Society later in the year, coming up to Cinderella time for this for Christmas time. Anyway, second piece of music, we've got a band called The Alphons. produced by Stuart Rowe from Light Thief Studios down there in Swindon. And here's a track of theirs called Lost and Found.
You've got to understand that I'm lost and found, and I could leave this town, but I'll fall face down. And when you count the hands, and when you start to drown, you've got to understand, we're just lost and found, we're just lost and found.
From the Alphons, a track of theirs called Lost and Found, and I think the band did play a gig in Farringdon a couple of years ago. I didn't get round to seeing them, unfortunately, and that's highly unlikely that's going to happen, because I've just done a bit of research and the band actually did split up August last year, and in musical terms, August last year is a very long time ago, but I'm sure their music is still available if you want to dig some of that out. Stuart Rowe, from who's their producer from Light Thief Studios in Swindon, he sent me their EP, and I'm sure it'll be able to get hold of them if you're interested in finding out a little bit more about the band. Now, when business is closing, Farringdon, it does create a gap, doesn't it, really? And we all notice it and talk about the empty shops, which is not very nice, really, in a small town like this. But so it's wonderful when a new business opens up. So it was wonderful to be able to go down to Coxwell Road Street, or whatever it is, as I confused myself with at the beginning of the programme today, and interviewed Simone Minnie, who's got a new business down there called Party Magic. And here's our interview with Simone. I'm here with Simone Minnie, who, very nice to see, got a new business here in Farringdon, Party Magic. Just interested, Simone, how you decided to get this off the ground and what the background of this new business is.
Okay, well, the reason that I got involved in Party Magic is because I did it before in South Africa. I had a shop over there for 5 years. And after doing 9 years here in the UK doing retail fashion, I just decided to call it a day and go on my own, and Party Magic was just the natural thing for me to do because I've got experience,
right?
Done it before.
But you particularly wanted it to be in Farringdon?
Absolutely. Though,
because you wanted to be part of Farringdon?
Absolutely. I wanted to feel part of the community, because in the 6 years that we've lived in Farringdon, I've not got to know anybody in the town, mm-hmm. I've not been involved in my children's schooling, and just want to feel part of the community and,
sure.
and feel like I belong here, and feel like I recognise people and make friends with people, which I have done.
Well, I think if you're organising people's parties, I think you'll be become very well known in Farringdon. In fact, you might start to wish you had your shop outside Farringdon after a while, maybe. I don't know, maybe not.
No, I think for me it's all about being within a community, and it's a destination. Mm. So we'll get people from Wantage. We've had people come in from Stanford and the Vale. So
yeah.
You know, it's Farringdon's ideally located between the major centres. So instead of having to go to Swindon or Oxford, people can just pop into Farringdon.
But it's not just the shop, is it? You're not just selling party bits and pieces. It is broader than just a retail shop, though, isn't it? What other aspects are involved in it?
Well, we hire out bouncy castles, bubble machines, all sorts of different things for a party. And then we also offer party services. Things like Butler in the Buff. We've got up close magicians on the
just
books.
Just so that the customers, the listeners heard that correctly, and your accent might not be heard, but I heard it. But what extra service are you offering there? Not you personally, but what service? Just say it again.
Butler in the Buff.
Butler in the Buff. Okay, let's just pause and just save that moment, or maybe not. Okay, we can move on then.
Okay. Yeah, and we've got girls who'll dress up in anything if you want them to come as. Lady pirates or fairies, they'll come to the children's party, entertain the children for a little while. And
now that's separate to doing a hen night at Butler in the Buff. You're not suggesting stag night, ladies dressed up as anything, were you there?
Well, we do have girls who'll go do singergrams, but they won't, not strippers.
No,
I don't
have
strippers on my books, unfortunately.
Okay. Just to clarify that, the way it comes across sometimes, it's not a problem. So, effectively, you're an entertainment agency as well as a retail shop as well then, really, aren't you?
Absolutely. And we can also do events coordinating, where you come to us with a budget and we'll tell you what you can get for your budget. And basically, it takes all the hassle out of organising a party for yourself.
Right.
We do everything. Party Magic will do everything for you.
Yeah, well, that's great. That's get the advert in there, why not? But what have you actually got in the shop? What's available here? Someone just wanted to come in the shop and say, having a kids' party and do it myself. What are you offering in the shop?
Okay, basically we're offering everything that you would need for a party. Balloons, all the party wear, which is cups, plates, loot bags, candles. We offer quite a variety of different options. But what I will say is we're starting small. So if you've got a specific thing that you'd like, just pop in or give us a ring just beforehand, you know, a week or so, and we can get in anything. For instance, we've got a lady who wanted a particular theme. She's coming in tomorrow to collect it because the stock arrives tomorrow.
Right.
So, you know, rather than kill myself by overextending, keep the cash flow going and just order in what people need as they need it. So what you see on the shelves is not all that we've got.
Okay.
We've also got fancy dress, which we will start building up more and more as we get closer to Halloween. We've got balloon decorating that we do, so if you've got a wedding or a birthday party or anything like that that you'd like to do, balloon arches, balloon gazebos, balloon bouquets, we'll go to your event, we'll decorate it for you. I mean, basically what I would say more than anything is if people want to do something and they're not sure if you can, just come to me and I'll find out if we can do it. So so the scope is great. It's not like you might think, oh, I'd love to do that for a party, and you think maybe it can't be done. I'll try my best to make sure you can get it done.
Great. Okay.
So that's what I'd like people to know about us, is that no idea is too way out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'd just like to say it's great to have a new business in town. It's a shame when shops close, but this one seemed to reopen. Well, the building reopened very quickly with somebody new in it, which is so it's nice to see. So I say thanks for the interview and good luck for the future, Simone.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, cheers.
Hope to see you for your next party.
Definitely. Big one next year for me.
Oh, yes? Which one is that?
50.
No.
Yes.
I thought you were
going to
say
40. Oh, yes. Yeah.
I think we all now know where to go if we want to organise a party or have a party organised for us. And if you want to find a little bit more about them, there is a link on our website to their website, UK Party Magic. Just a bit of a roundup of what's going on in the next couple of weeks in the Farringdon area, which is very relevant. Bear in mind what's going to come right at the very end here. What we got? We got Wednesday the 12th, we've got the University of Third Age playing, because they're not a band, that's the wrong thing to say there. And they've got an open house down at the Corn Exchange here in Farringdon, 10 till 11:30. go along there, find out a little bit more about them, and see if there's a... there are dozens and dozens of... Ian Clarkson is a man to talk to. I interviewed him a few months ago now, and there's dozens of, like a sub... how can we put it, sections of University Third Age, covering a whole range of subjects. So there's always something in there for everybody, I suppose, really, is the phrase to use. And on the 14th of October, for the next few days, 14th, 15th, and the 16th, the Farringdon Arts Society have got their annual exhibition, again in the Corn Exchange. 14th, 15th, it's 10 till 6, and on the 16th, it's 10 till 4. Admission is free, so it's the Farringdon Art Society here in town. And a bit further on, also Friday the 14th, live music down at the Portwell. Nina Jade will be playing down at the Portwell. Saturday the 22nd, Sam and Hilary Prince's Mad Group. I've got an open mic session at the Crown starting at 8:30. And then on the 28th of October, now this is very relevant for his hearing, Farringdon. This is a little bit embarrassing. Little story attached to this, I suppose, really. I was contacted by a band called Lady Bear saying, I think they've been doing a bit of internet research and looking for local radio stations to cover an area where they're doing a gig. They've got a gig coming up. And they said, are we local for you, local enough for you? Could you promote our gig? And I said, yeah, sure, send us some music. And be honest, I didn't really look at the website properly, their email properly, to start with. So eventually they sent me some music, and I'm going to be playing one of their tracks in just a moment. Unfortunately, I think we're not quite that local. I think they've got the wrong Farringdon, because their gig is going to be at, and let me get this down properly, their gig is going to be at the venue at 229 The Venue, which is in Great Portland Street in London. They're a band from Twickenham asking me, are we local enough for you? Well, I don't know really, it's up to you. But if anyone's interested in going down to the venue down at 229 Great Portland Street in London, you're going to hear this band. So anyway, this is our last track for the day, and hope it's not too embarrassing for ourselves, for me for letting it through really, or for Lady Bear getting us wrong. I don't know. Great music anyway. They've got an album out called called Catch 22, and here's a track of theirs called What You Doing.
Should I show you mine? I got